In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the hilarious and glorious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. How's it going?
It's going really well. We're talking about the Miami reunion today, which was pretty amazing. Very excited to get into it. Monday, we've got Crappy Hour, so join us for that. That's going to be 5:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 on the East Coast. And also join us on Patreon. We did a recap of With Love, Megan, which is on Netflix. So that's our bonus episode. You also have video content on there that's available for a week before it goes to YouTube. So you get that exclusive window. So we have a lot of fun on there. Excited for that. Can I give a shout out to our friend Michelle Collins? I forgot to mention this on the OC recap, but I went to see her show Wednesday night. Her show, and I think it's called Wait, Why Don't I Know You? That's the name of her show. When I tell you, it was the funniest thing ever. Like, I literally, like, I almost peed my pants, and that's not an exaggeration. I literally had a moment where I thought, wow, I'm getting old, because I really had to, like, be concerned. So that's just my way of saying, if she's coming to your city, definitely go see her. It was so funny. We always have to support our friends. And so, like, go check out Michelle's show. And it's also appropriate because she's from Miami, so there's a tie-in to this. But yeah, just wanted to give her a shout-out about that.
Yeah, she is one of the funniest people on the planet.
Yeah.
She's hilarious, yeah. That lady. Good she for really, her. Right on, really Michelle. Is. Another tour. Yeah, nail it, baby.
Nail it. But today, we're talking about other funny women who are funny for different reasons. And that is this reunion. What did you think, Ronnie, about this first installment?
Loved it. I can't believe they gave us the bombshell. Do you think that was the bombshell, or is there another one?
That was the bombshell. I guess it was such a big bombshell that's going to have a repercussions with the rest of the reunion. But I was not expecting that as the bombshell. I don't know what I was expecting.
We've seen the preview that Adriana gives Julia a box, and she's like, I have a present for you. And so she opens it, and everyone's shocked, like it's a tiny little Gwyneth's head in there or something. So I thought that was going to be the bombshell. So I don't know. Are there more bombshells coming? Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, I thought the bombshell was going to be like, you know, Adriana always liked my friend, but it turns out we're going to get some like emails that were like threatening and abusive or whatever. I thought it was going to be like that, but I wasn't expecting this. So
yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Good for you, Julia.
So we open with everybody coming to the reunion, getting their makeup did as usual. Lisa's as cool as a cucumber. I'm as cool as a cucumber because you know what I have on my side? The truth. The truth is on my side.
Then Jody. You got Jody on your side.
You got Jody. You always got me. Listen, I can guarantee you this. I don't know what's going to happen today. My mouth's not going to open. So.
Lars says like, I'm not really like a receipt girl. Like, I don't need to keep like things on my phone. Like, I keep beautiful photos of my feet, my children, my boyfriend, not in first grade.
It's like, I love that order of priorities.
My feet, my children, and my boyfriend. I'm not in first grade. Yeah. Oh, mature people keep pictures of their feet on their phones, Larsa.
I keep beautiful photos of my feet, my children, and my boyfriend. That is like such an amazing quote. I hope that gets like put on to like a poster someday.
So we see her boyfriend, Jeff Kobe. He's laughing on the couch. He just loves this. He's like, my feet, my children, my boyfriend. I'm in for life, I tell you. So we go over to Stephanie's dressing room, and she's just being wacky. Like, Stephanie really corrected in the middle of the season, and now she's just going to be like, fun and love everybody.
Changing her delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, no joke, you have 11 minutes. Which, by the way, how many times does she say that to makeup people? Like, that's like the moment she loves. Guys, no joke, it's 11 minutes. You better hurry up. Then we go to Julia, and she's like already crying. She's like,
it's just the last month, a lot of comments. It was really hard for me and for my family.
And we see all these quotes of people being like, Julia needs to be deported back to Russia. Julia needs to be dragged, literally and figuratively. Oops, Julia's running the show. 100% hated this bitch. So she's not doing so well emotionally with the fact that the audience has turned on her massively.
No, she's like, I'm not the weak. I'm just so sensitive. And she's like sobbing in her chair. And I felt for her for a minute. And then I remembered that she's going to be awful in about five. So I was like, I'm going to hold off on that. I'll hold off on my empathy or my sympathy for a while, babe. So then Adriana is checking on Gertie, and they're both ready for battle. And meanwhile, Julia's still sobbing. She's like, I don't even have Martina with me. She's with the boys at home. I really wish she could be here for me to admit to America that I cheated on her. Oh, I have to do this alone.
Alexia and Marisol run in. Oh, bro. Okay. Come on, Jay. Oh, it's not like they give a big group hug. Like, oh, no, it's okay. We got you. We got you. We got you. Like, I just want you. So Andy walks in and he's like, hey, Cher. Oh, that's what I was going for, but with more dick. Well, that's perfect. How you feeling about today? Well, we have our little difference, but we'll get through it. Wrong answer. You're supposed to say we're going to scream at each other, and I don't know how we get through it. Okay. All right. Set an intention.
Okay, gonna say hi to Alexia now. Hi, Alexia. Hola, que tal?
It's like, I'm moving in, Andy, too.
Oh, me gusta la naranjes.
Amarillo, Andy.
Amarillo.
It's amarillo.
Amarillo. Amarillo, y tu la azulio.
Y tu mama también.
Bitty, so bitty, bum, bum. Nailing it, lady.
La, 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 bamba.
So then Stephanie comes out. She's like, oh, this is a beautiful set. Oh, this is almost as nice as Shoma Bazaar. This is really nice. This is really, really nice. Do you guys have a like an espresso machine / stage for Adriana's band? No? Okay.
And she gets first chair, which I think is
odd. You're right. I didn't even pay attention to that. She did get first chair.
Yeah, she got first chair. And so then Kiki, you know, everybody arrives and compliments each other. But Kiki doesn't like that Stephanie doesn't have her tits out. She's like, you need more tit. That's what you need. Next time, more tits out. So then Julia comes. You know, everybody comes out and says hi. But the big news is Lisa is on time, everybody. Yeah. And they're shocked. And shocked. Adriana brings her damn dog on, Basquiat. And she's like, it's my emotional support dog, Andy. I need Basqui here. I love him. I don't know if you've heard my new single, which is raging all over the charts. I love my dog.
I love my dog. I love my dog. I love my dog.
She literally released that as a song.
Did she?
Yeah.
I love my dog.
I posted a thing of Taylor Swift's new album coming out and put her face on it. And it's I Love My Dog. And I'm like, yeah, it's a good album. Taylor's best album in years. And yeah, that's from the professional recording of I Love My Dog.
Oh, but I didn't realize she like released it on like iTunes. I thought it was just, it's fine. Wow. I would expect nothing less from her. So then Basqui can't stay out there. It'll be too chaotic because we know that Basqui is going to try to hump every leg. We saw the footage from earlier in the season when he went to his horse let dog to have one last.
Oh yeah. Last the whorehouse.
Trip to paradise.
That was good. Yeah. That was my favorite scene of the season. I think
that was great actually.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Miami Season 7 Reunion. I'm Andy Cohen, hoping to earn all the red flags for most likely to ask shady questions tonight. Hola, sombreros. Hola.
Oh, Macarena. Okay, ladies, tonight... Our location is inspired by one of Miami's many iconic and vibrant rooftop bars, and it would be a Miami reunion unless we kick things off with some tequila. God, I wonder why these reunions are always so chaotic. Okay, everyone, drink up.
He says this is the only reunion where we begin with the tequila shot, which is funny. So they take,
hey, Kiki, don't like try to get like too late. Come on, like.
All right, Mary Soul, give us a toast.
Cheers, everybody. Let's just have a good fucking reunion, all right? That's my cheers.
All right, Stephanie, if Nautical Steph was as cool as a cucumber, what can we expect from reunion, Steph?
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for making a callback to like my viral joke that it like broke the internet. Like Nautical Steph is so funny. Hashtag Nautical Steph. I'm just gonna be try to be cool as cucumber too. But you know, like I'm still gonna like voice my opinion. It's like, all right.
And Larsa, you brought a special guest today. Is it a framed photo of your feet?
No, like I feel like I brought my like boyfriend like because like I feel like everybody's like I feel like met him like so, but like he's here like.
How long has it been?
I think like 8 months.
No, since you guys last broke up.
Oh, probably like 2 days ago. But yeah, it's great.
And he wants to marry you by the end of the year. I read it in the French magazine. And it says, Real Housewives Larsa Pippen reacts to Jeff Gobi saying they're getting married in November as he talks about ring shopping.
Plus, she reveals why he stands out from past relationships.
So is she going to be Miss Kobe, Mrs. Kobe by 2026?
And she's like, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Well, we all know this is going to end in failure, so we'll let you try to pretend like it's going to be something. Miss Kobe trying it. So Andy's like, Kiki, what's the latest on the new condo? You're living in a Shoma condo? She's like, no, I'm living in a different condo, but I'd already made plans to move into Shoma before I even knew about Stephanie. So, Stephanie, you got to give me half off. And Stephanie's like, what? Half off? That's crazy. No, it doesn't work that way.
This is big discount. Marisol, how is your pristine colon?
Saying, oh, great. Colon questions. Oh, today it feels especially good, Andy. My knees could use a little help. Tell you that, my knees have taken a little bit of a bullying this season, Andy, but my colon's feeling fine. Thanks for asking. Jeez.
Adriana, who has a higher sex drive, you or Basquiat? Remember when you had a boyfriend for one episode at the beginning of the season?
Basquiat, however, he has not hired somebody from France to come in and pretend that he's the boyfriend for a few months. So I don't know who wins this one, Andy. It's a toss-up.
Julia, you're coming up on a year since you and Martina have had the boys in your life. Do they have any sense of what a champion Martina is?
Yes, I think they do, because Martina walks in and wakes them up every morning by saying, wake up, a champion is waking you up. So I think they're starting to get the point.
They understand because Martina watches tennis all day and she tells the boys, champion on TV, look at champion on TV. I can tell you, they call Steffi Graf useless and sorrowful. So, whatever, I don't know. You take this how you will.
Whenever we go to Denny's, Martina will only allow them to eat a Grand Slam. And she says, I won that, but the real one, not some pussy version with pancakes. And then she throws the pancake on the floor. It's so funny.
Lisa, we're going to cover a lot of different topics. Any plans to take notes? I always take notes, Andy. Well, you recently rang the opening bell at NASDAQ, which was hilarious. Why did they let you in the room? What the fuck were you doing at NASDAQ?
Why are all the other celebrities taken that day? How did Lisa Hochstein ring a bell at the NASDAQ? Did she think it was NASCAR? What happened here?
That was a real pitch-me moment, Andy. It was on my bucket list.
Really? My bucket list. I want to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
She didn't even do the stock. She did the NASDAQ, which is not even the stock exchange. Gertie got to do the New York Stock Exchange. Not that one's better than the other, I don't think. But like, I do like that Lisa has this moment with NASDAQ, but then it's superseded by Gertie doing the New York Stock Exchange instead. She's like, yes, I got to do that. It was really amazing. I couldn't believe that I was able to do that. And unlike a cruise ship, I was actually allowed to be there and I wasn't kicked off for some reason. But yeah, it was for breast cancer. It was symbolic. Where's your bell, Captain Sandy?
Alexia, when I last saw you, you said your relationship with Todd changes. So how's it doing at 11:35 a.m. today?
She's like, we're no longer together, Andy, and zero contact. I haven't seen, I haven't spoken to him. I blocked him from my social media, from my phone, from my emails, from everything. It's the only way to do it, Andy. That's how I am. Strong. It's me, strong. Hold on. Something's buzzing in my pocket. Maybe it's Todd. Maybe it's Todd. It's not Todd. We're still broken up.
Are you still going by Nepola? Well, legally I am, but like not that it matters, but like on social media, I removed Nepola. It's just Alexia, you know, like Madonna. I'm just Alexia. I never really identified with that last name. I never feel like, you know, and I feel like you really have to feel it, you know. I never felt like Nepola, you know, like, you know what? I feel free, Andy, because all you have no idea. I would come to these reunions and I would be in a fight and he would torture me and he would say that none of you women were my friends and I would say, no, but I'm a star. Of course they love me. I'm a star. And you know what? You know, like that's what I was going through on the show.
Yeah, he would pick fights with her and she'd tell me the day before Todd picked a fight with me and then we'd go to the reunion and he wouldn't talk to her. She'd go home and he still wouldn't talk to her. I mean, I don't know how she came out of here and did it because the reunion is a hard day. It's a very difficult day. We're artists and to come out here and just perform our art like this takes something, Andy. I mean, we all went to school for this for many, many years. This is a very, very difficult profession and to not have the support of the old man who's currently funding your dreams. I mean, it's rough, Andy.
I mean, thank God I got Steve back there being like the iron that I need to keep me going. Like, look, hey, Steve, how you doing? Oh, can someone wake up Steve? I don't think he realizes.
Hey, can we cut to the Steve cam to see what Steve's up to?
Cut to Steve just being like, so your name is Jeff. Play football? Kobe. Football? Oh. Yeah, basketball. Yeah, I'm more of a golf. More of a golf kind of a person myself. You golf? No?
You ever listen to Frankie Avalon? No? So Andy is like, it's like, okay, well, Todd's been active on social media. Islington Boys on Instagram posted a question to Todd, and he said the wife of a friend said that she's driving his fake car, living in his fake apartment. What should she do? To which Todd replied, hello, Islington Boys. I would like to say I'm very sorry that you had to endure that question over here on social media. The truth is that actually it depends. Does the woman bring anything to the relationship or is she just there to get things? Hold on, new piece of paper. I apologize to Alexia. When I said that comment 10 seconds ago, that was not my best self. I was in an angry place and sometimes when you're angry, you say things you don't mean. Please accept this box of Godiva chocolates on my behalf to know that I meant nothing by it at all. Thank you, Todd.
I would like to apologize heretofore and now with Vince to Dippin' Dots for not offering their services during my apologies. I have now remedied this and sent Alexia Dippin' Dots to apologize for my behavior, which was theretofore unreliably nasty. Thank you so much for your matter to this attention.
Well, you know, first of all, that's like very typical Todd because we all know he loves to do videos and then we see videos of Todd like giving all those apologies. And like, so it doesn't surprise me that he would say something like that because he obviously knows that I wasn't there for the money. Okay, I was just there for the good apartment. I think,
okay, well, with the narcissist party about Todd.
Which is why I'm dating
Todd.
A poor person right now, Andy, you know? Like, my next person's going to be poor.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Andy. Come on.
I'm not there for the money, but I would not be there without the money.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Basically, she's like, we all know Todd's a raging fucking crazy person and goes and makes rude videos online. That's part of his charm, Andy. So then the question is, okay, will you now finally admit that narcissist party was for Todd? And so, of course, Alexia flip-flops and she's like, okay, now I'm going to admit it, Stephanie. That was for him. That's true. I know it's like a big shock to everybody. Like after I said, this is a narcissist party and it's for Todd, but it was for Todd. It was.
Stephanie's like, I knew it was about Todd. And it's like, okay, there you go. So are you going to start dating? Well, I feel like I should, but because you know that there's an old expression that says one nail drives out another. That's like a Spanish saying that's like a new nail takes out another. Like when you cut your nail, another nail grows back. So, you know, like what I'm trying to say is, I'm going to get a manicure after this at Frankie and Alexia's nail salon. Thank you.
Well, Marius Soul explains that it means like the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody new, basically. But she doesn't.
Oh, is that what that meant?
Hole. Yeah, she's like,
I thought she literally meant she points at the finger. I thought when she pointed at the finger, it meant like a new nail comes in when you get rid of the old one.
My biggest revenge is getting my power, Andy. That's my biggest revenge. Okay. You know what? I'm taking my, you know what? I gave somebody new hair today and I won. I won, Andy.
So you feel like you have your power back? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Although actually there's a power outage, so I actually don't have power in the condo, but no. Like, you know, generally speaking,
I I got it back. Yeah. It's not powerful, but I got it.
I got
well, that's great. All right, let's switch gears. Gertie, viewers love seeing you with Nicole this season for 5 minutes. How was that? Do you hang out?
She's like, we're set to see each other very soon. It'll be a mini reunion, Andy. It's going to be amazing.
Here, I have the details for it right here. Please join Nicole on a boat with Captain Sandy. God damn it, I'm going to get kicked out of the restaurant again.
Well, I'm curious if you think your issues with Julia would have turned out differently if Nicole were there.
My issue with Julia would be great if she had picked up the phone and called me directly, Andy, instead of having Norma, some lady named Norma call me and telling me that I'm fired.
Well, one of the biggest things that viewers reacted to was the women's lack of reaction to the water toss.
So we see all that, and Gertie is saying, "Well, I was repacked. It was like I literally repacked. I don't know what she's even trying to say there, but then I guess this is just the fight. Sorry. I thought this was we're back in present time, but we're still in the flashback. So they have the fight, the water thing, and Alexia's like, "Yeah, I mean, like looking back and reliving this and like watching it, like I wish I would have said something, and I wish I would have done more, and I mean." The way that Julia disrespected Gertie, that was not okay. Okay, it was not right, you know? And I feel like we were just in shock because who would do that in front of a star, right? And at that moment, there's like no excuse that we didn't stick up for Gertie except for all the excuses we're about to give.
Yeah, so I want you to know that there's no excuse and like I'm never going to say anything about it even though I'm about to make 20 excuses about it and tell you how it's your fault. Okay. And so yeah. Lars is like, yeah, but like sometimes like we're like, what happened? But like, but we were like, I feel like I don't condone this behavior, but like Julia didn't know she was going to do that. So it wasn't rehearsed or something. So like, it's okay because she didn't rehearse it. So like, I think it was like very reactive. Like she just wanted to throw it at the table and we all got soaked. It wasn't just Gertie.
I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. So you guys don't want to make any excuses.
All dresses matter.
Yeah. It's all tablecloths matter. Guys, it's like the same thing.
So wait, you confirmed that she intended to throw the water towards me?
Well, it was directly at her. Like, what do you need confirmation?
I'm saying like we should have all done more, but like, however, like sometimes when you're sitting there, you don't do anything. Like, you didn't do anything when Adriana threw a whole glass at me, Gertie.
And then we go back to 2022. Dun dun dun. Yeah.
And we see that that did happen, and. There was no reaction from anyone. And Adriana's like, I did not throw a glass at you. She's like, you threw a whole glass at me, a drink and a glass, a drink inside of a glass, but the drink came out of the glass because you threw it. So it fell out of the glass, but they both came out.
Also, you threw ice at me that day. Don't forget. Like you threw ice at me because there was like, you threw a straw at me too. Remember?
There's an umbrella. Yeah, someone took an umbrella and shrank it and put it in the glass. And instead of like celebrating that like amazing feat of science, you threw it. You almost broke the scientific miracle.
Yeah, that is called beaker deflection, okay? You're trying to bring science into something to deflect, okay? And I don't know what you're saying. Like, what are you getting at right now?
Wait, do you accept Alexia's apology?
No, that wasn't an apology. No. I literally came to listen more than I'm going to speak. So I would like to listen for an apology.
They're like, but like she, so she's like, okay, well, you know what? There is a history in this group. And there is a pattern of people throwing objects or things and not liking it. But when it happens to you, that's when you get upset. Which I love. It's like, I don't know. There's a history of throwing things in this group and you don't say anything. But when it happens to you, you get upset and you have every right to be upset. Just like everyone else did when it happened to them. We've all had things thrown at each other. It comes for you. One of these days, first they threw a cocktail umbrella at Larsa. We say nothing. Then they throw an ice cube at Adriana and we say nothing.
And then, you know what? The juice box comes at Lisa and we said nothing, you know? And then the water came, but now you're saying something about the water. Like, I don't
get it. My thing, So Kiki's like, my thing is me and Gertie, we were good. And even at that event, like I stood up for you as a friend, which is, I understand you probably think I did not do my best, but as a friend in that moment, that's what I would want a friend to do for me. And we see footage of like Kiki kind of like at that moment, trying to like pull Gertie away and like calm her down. And Kiki basically says that in the wake of that, she actually got threats and people were saying that she was racist or something like that.
And she says, I'm getting all sorts of threats. And Gertie's like, racist about what? And she says, because I wasn't supporting you. And she goes, oh, so now you're racist? And she said, well, that's what the whole internet was saying. I'm being tagged from your posts, from everything. And Andy's like, wait, it's my understanding that you said in the press that by her removing you, she made you look like an angry black woman. Okay, well, that's not saying that she's a racist, right?
Right.
Gertie never said that. I mean, I can understand how they would say, okay, well, everybody's coming at us online and calling us racist. You know, well,
Gertie
but
said
that's,
in
that's
in
the this... audience doing that, not Gertie. But no, I guess they're saying Gertie, that Gertie is like
in a Distractify article. In a Distractify article, Gertie is quoted as saying, because this is on, they put this up, and she's saying, I'm being pulled physically when I haven't done anything, but you want to make it seem like I'm being held back because I'm about to swing like an angry black woman. Kiki, stop it. Let's not do that. So Gertie is also saying that. And so Kiki is like, I'm keep on getting tagged and people are threatening me. And they're literally saying like, FAFO, fuck around and find out. Alexa's like, what's happening? Gertie, is the second half of the season. We go to Spain and there was some kind of resolution and we're all getting along. And even you and Julia appear to be in a good place. And then the show comes out and then you went and do a press tour. And then this whole war starts on social media, you know, and it didn't even include me, a star. And so then we see like more headlines about all this.
Yeah. But also she's talking about stuff that happened on the show. I mean, what mm-hmm. the hell? Like they all do it. They all talk about whatever storylines are going on the show. Like the fight is fresh. So I don't know. So like, I mean, I kind of get what they're saying here, but like they're basically what I hear Alexia saying is we had a little fight. There was some water thrown. It wasn't that big of a deal. It happens all the time. Then you made up and then you act like you're offended again and let everybody call us racist is basically what mm-hmm. she's saying. Right. Which, okay, I can see that, but it's not Gertie's job to go out there and say, they're not racist, nothing they did, blah, 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 blah. We all saw the show. The audience overwhelmingly felt like it was not cool what you guys did and how you overreacted to Gertie putting text up on a screen, but didn't give a shit that Julia just like attacked her in this thing. That's not cool. And it doesn't matter that you do it all the time because you all have something to say about it when it happens to you. It's not like it just goes by without anybody saying anything. So the audience saw it. So blame the audience.
And there was something like even before we got to the text message thing that happened later at Gertie's event, we all clocked it when it happened right after the episode aired. We all clocked at this. There was an undertone of something feeling problematic about this because it wasn't just like the other like water throwing things were like little like ugh, whatever. But there was something about like being in like a wedding and like it was like Julia's basis for being angry at Gertie felt so tenuous at best already. And there was something about like that she just like really soaked Gertie at like in a context that just felt like more humiliating than the other things we saw. Like you cannot compare Kiki throwing a juice box at Lisa on that boat to that moment. Like that was not a humiliating moment. Okay. Even if Lisa felt some sort of way about having an object being thrown at her, like, I'm sorry, this was just, you know, it was like all the loved ones were there. The husbands were there. It just was like a time when you sort of don't expect that. And it came off as really sort of like more hurtful than the other spill.
It was also the lead up to it because the season started with Alexia being like, you know what, Gertie, you're just too much. You're too loud. Like you're just too loud. You need to stop being so loud. And Marisol being like, yeah, you're just too much. You're just too loud. Like no one wants to be around that. So it had come after that. That's how the season opened, with you guys being like, she's too much, and everybody kind of trying to ice her out and saying she's too much and she's too loud and she's too energetic and she's too this and that. And then when Julia came after her at that wedding, it was literally out of nowhere. They were having a little argument about text, and then she stands up and just, it was so over the top and nobody did anything and then took her side. And that's why it's weird, you know?
I don't want to go as far as to say like racist.
It just
felt icky
and it felt like you should know better.
It felt icky. Agreed. Although what we find out later in this episode, which I thought was fascinating, was that there actually was a bit more of a reaction towards Julia than what they actually had aired, which is a little fucked up because it kind of like held a lot of these women out to dry. You know, they're like, oh, they didn't have any reaction, but we saw that they actually did have some reaction, but it still was not as big as the reaction later on in the season.
Yeah. Now, all of this said, I do think that Gertie, you know, she's so stubborn in her.
Like, yeah.
She's like, no, no. You know, she's got the winds of the audience behind her as well. So I think she's coming into this like, I won
this
one.
She's a little anyway. Hot.
Yeah.
She's a little like, hot. The thing with when Gertie is angry, she like literally cannot hear input. So and it I is frustrating
on these shows, especially at the reunion. Like the rule is you fight and then you make up, then you fight and then you make up and then you have a huge fight and it's entertaining. And then you have to forgive each other and stuff. And I don't necessarily blame Gertie for being like, no, you don't get to just come here and pretend you're sorry because social media got mad at you, which I think is what she's saying right now without saying it. But Alexia is like, oh, you know, I never would have done that after thinking about it. Like, I'm really sad for Gertie now. Like, no, you're mad because the audience, like you're saying that because the audience is coming for you, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't blame Gertie for not just immediately swallowing it and moving on. The fact is it was some bullshit.
Yeah. So then Alexia's saying, Alexia's basically now like complaining that Gertie went to social media and like sort of attacked them on social media. She's like, you know, every single episode when this was happening, I mean, like, we, you know, like, I mean, we're all together. We don't think that it's right. It's not right. It's not right that you go on social media. Fan the flames. You're fanning the flames. And we see Gertie's text and everything. And Gertie's like, no,
think
no.
These were bad. I think that they're overreacting to stuff. They're trying to accuse her of saying that they're racist. And she never said that. And I don't think she hinted at it either. This thing with Kiki was another black woman. And she didn't say, she was just saying like, you should know better than to try and make me look like an angry black woman in front of all these people. So Gertie's like, okay, well, show me. Then tell me exactly what you're talking about. These tweets or whatever I did. So we see one from her and it says, they came to perform. I came to inform. They thought chaos was power. Well, I just let Lego do the heavy lifting. Gertie. Hashtag Gertie. I don't think that was fanning the flames or being bad. I think that's a normal.
Well, they all go on social media. Yeah, they all get on social media and say crazy things. I mean, Larsa, for crying out loud. So Gertie is like, I wasn't saying this. She did this, because it created some sort of flame that's like, okay, well, you're not aware of it. No, I'm asking you, like, what did I put on social media? Just, I would like to know. And she's like, well, for example, the one with like Julia through the water. She's like, well, I never posted that. Well, you never acknowledged on your press that you were in a good place with Julia. She's like, well, and he's like, okay, all right. Well, maybe she was reacting to what was airing at the time, Alexia. That's what it was. Gertie's like, well, I do appreciate that you saying that the press that you wish that you could have done more. But because like, you know what you did? You did do more. And now we're going to play the footage of what happened after I got the water tossed. Not a towel, not a Gertie. I'm going to all security. Okay. Like let's roll the footage. Let's roll the footage, which I love when housewives prompt the director to like.
Like roll
package.
Roll that beautiful bean footage, please. So
you didn't get me a towel. You didn't get me security. Nothing. We're going to see that right now. And I like that Lars is like,
well, you didn't get me a towel 2 years ago.
Yeah, I got a gas on me either when someone was throwing water on me. It's like, what I did is get you guys verbally, then hazing me after that. So you did do a lot after. You hazed me. So then we see 11 minutes after the water tossed. And Alexia is going, well, I'm just saying, you know, like you put all your eggs in one basket. And how did that work out for you? And she's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, Larsa says, Nicole, because you're friends only with Nicole. And that's what we're saying. Like, you're wondering, like, why we're not your friends now. But like, you were only friends with Nicole. Now Nicole's gone. You don't have like friends like.
I'm telling you. So like I'm saying, I felt like you were a little bit disconnected with everybody in the group, which is why it's okay for you to get water thrown on your head. That's all. And Chris's like, yeah, I agree, by the way. So like this was like they did like literally tear into her. So it's funny because they do tear. We see them tear into Julia later, but I did forget that they also were like being really shitty to Gertie right afterwards.
Yeah. So Andy's like, Gertie, what's your reaction to the equivocation of other people getting things thrown at them and not reacting? It's like, well, there's context behind that. And we all know that this is part of a bigger idea or concept. And Lars is like, she never like answers the question like, oh, my God, she literally did. But yeah, you're kind of a
dummy. And Gertie had a good line.
I probably
here.
Don't she... know what concept means.
Yeah. Gertie, I liked when Gertie said this. Well, you know what, Julia, she's a three-peat offender. Julia, of course. And the fact of the matter is that you've all tried it at Marisol, which Marisol forgets. You know, I didn't forget. You didn't help me either. And you guys, by the way, no one helped me when she threw ice at me. By the way, remember that? No?
Okay. Someone stopped her, didn't they? When she threw the ice bucket, someone came Kiki. Over and like, yeah. So Kiki someone helped you. And they couldn't really help you. When
they all have
you were all sitting down. Members. Weren't they all sitting down like in a big circle in beach chairs or something? I mean, come on.
And number two was at the Mamacita's luncheon, where for some reason she felt the need to break glassware and break a chair when Nicole had to pay for a replacement. And then we see footage that we never saw before of Julia screaming like, Marisol, say yes. Did you say yes or no? Did you say yes? Stop. Did you say it, Marisol? And she's banging a chair on the ground. I was like, why didn't we get to see that?
Why didn't we get to see that? Why have they been holding Julia's crazy back? And also, how do people, and including me, forget how fucking psycho Julia is? I mean, some of the clips they showed, I was like, oh my God, I forgot that Julia goes this crazy on people.
Yeah. And then Gertie's like, and then number three is when she physically assaulted me and she finally landed her moment on TV. I was like, I like that. I like painting the narrative of Julia of like trying to have a big reality TV moment and like taking all these years. Cut out.
Yeah. Finally, she co-starred me. So she got picked up. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. You're welcome.
Well, why hasn't Julia spoken one word? She's like, yeah, well, I'm about to ask her, what made you throw the water that night?
Oh, I understand that watching the footage brought you back horrible memories, and I'm very sorry. Again, I was out of character. I reacted. I overreacted. It was slightly tequila enhanced, but it is not excuse. There was no excuse for it. Nothing that I do is planned or really rehearsed. I am sorry.
Why do they keep saying that? Like, that gets her off the hook. Because Larsa said it about her, too. Like, it's not like she planned it. She's like, yes, I didn't plan it. What is that?
I think that she was accused of a plan. Because I think when she threw the water, it felt like kind of awkward and clunky, almost like she was planning to do that all along. I think that people felt that at the time of the show.
It did seem like that. It did seem like it was like, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to scream. We're going to have this huge fight and I'm going to throw water. It did feel like that. But I don't think that anybody said it here. I mean, I probably said it. But Gertie's like, wow, that's scary, Julia. She goes, well, this is how I am. Scary. So... And so Adriana's like, except the defense you just got here. Well, it's been three times. You've done it three times.
Let her finish, though. Like, she didn't plan it. Go ahead, finish your speech.
I am incredibly sorry. And I already said sorry to you, Gertie. And I would like to say it one more time because I mean it from not only my heart, but God's heart. And all I can say sincerely, I'm very, very sorry.
Three times.
Between you and I, it happened one time between one of us. Okay, it's just the scoreboard's really only one. Because it's put around other people.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay, we've heard a bunch of fake stupid apologies. Let's talk about Gertie's Celebration of Life event. Dun, dun, dun. Ladies, the big issue that resonated with viewers was your outrage at Gertie showing the text versus your response to the water being thrown. Marisol, you are raising your knee? Go ahead.
She's like, moral. Yeah, you know what? I would like to say something because I took Julia to the bathroom to calm her down. And I told her we were mic'd, so you can roll the footage if you want. But I said, don't throw anything at anybody ever unless it's Adriana's face. So
so we see footage of Julia, like Marisol and Julia going to the bathroom at the wedding. And Julia's like,
I'm going to cry. Oh, no, I'm literally going to cry. I'm going to.
Like, all right. Well, hey, just see, look. Don't throw things. Like it's.
I was very angry with Julia and I was equally angry. I just don't like it in public and as a display. It's humiliating. You know, neither of them were right to me. I said that.
No. I want to respond, you know, because the big difference between these two things, like I'm happy that you said behind the scenes, don't throw water, but would have been great. Like, hey, ladies, we need to have a discussion in front of me because that's the problem I never saw with me present.
But that's not true, though. Like, that's not true, though.
So then we see another flashback to 2 minutes after the water toss. They've left all this stuff out, which is crazy. So it's all this stuff that we haven't seen. And Kiki is now helping Gertie clean water off. And Gertie and Marisol's like, yeah, I don't like throwing of stuff. And Larsa says,
yeah, I don't like this. Like, I feel like we can't, like, throw drinks. Like, we can't, I feel like, do that, Julia. Like,
she literally reprimands Julia. like right in front of Gertie. And Gertie goes, well, thank you, Larsa. Thank you, Larsa. Again, this was not as big of a reaction as the other event, but you know, it was a reaction. So Gertie's like, well, actions speak volume and your inactions speak volume as well. And they're like, no, Gertie, but like you had the same situation last season with Larsa. And Gertie's like, well, we're talking about this season. No, but like, you're not going to tell me when, like what I'm going to talk about, Gertie, because I'm talking about last season and you sat here and we listened to you and you need to respect us too, because I'm going to say what I need to say. Okay. Because I'm a star.
But what was the thing that she's saying, the situation with Larsa last year, the same situation with Larsa?
I don't know, to be honest. Her situation with Larsa was just that Larsa blabbed about her cancer, right?
Yes, she was blabbing about her cancer. That's what I thought too. So Alexia is like, no, you need to talk. Let us talk. But you know, we give advice to Larsa that she should have had the conversation with you instead of making it about everybody else.
Yeah, but like you never like answered your phone like, and you didn't like answer your text like. Like I sent you like flowers, I feel like, and you like you didn't like respond.
She's behind closed doors. And Andy's like, she's agreeing with you. She's like, oh, well, you know what? But they're ready to public shame me. So they can't public apologize, but they can public shame. Which I get.
I kind of get. No one's public shaming you. Stay on Earth. Stay on Earth.
I'm like, okay. That.
Well, what?
Stay on Earth.
What did the text messages prove that you put up? Well, the point was that after like multiple attempts of saying, guys, look, it's not true. Look. No one wanted to listen. Yeah, but what did it prove? It proved everything, but they don't read. Andy, they just don't read. And Adrian's like, well, just say that you were invited and didn't ask to go. And like, that's what the point was.
Yeah, she's just trying to help her because they're just asking her for simple clarification. And that's what she should have said. They're proving that I never begged to go on this cruise. Julie is crazy, right? So Gertie's like, wait, I get to a point with people not listening. You feel unseen. And, you know, it feels like I don't matter. And can't reprimand her in front of me because of this little click thing. And then, you know, you get to a point where it doesn't matter. And that was my breaking point. And I said, I'm done. I'm doing it and I'm done. That's it. Texts are going on the screen.
All right, well, so this event, these events, they happen on the show. She's apologized to you maybe 5 times on camera now. Where do you go from here?
Well, I think that we need to come to a place right now presently, and I wish it would have been at the premiere party where you say, you know what, something big happened between me and Gertie, but I want to see us move forward.
Okay, so what about tonight, though? I'm trying to set this up for a hug, an apology, something like that, so come on, you can do it.
Well, where are you today, Julia?
She's like, where am I? I'm right in front of you. I am a girl standing in front of God in bookstore, wondering why Julia Roberts is on bus. Is she a new film? I love her.
Okay, get to the point. Just say sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, why didn't you call me before Watch What Happens Live apology? Why didn't you call me? You haven't called me for anything.
Well, I did not call you. My children were under attack. You could have, like a good friend you are, you could have volunteered and say something to stop spreading this hate. My children, my boys.
Oh, stop with you dragging your boys on here as props. That's crazy. You could have still called her and worked this out. That's nuts.
Well, I had no idea the public was attacking your children.
No, not the public. It was Martina making them up at 4 in the morning, making them play tennis every single morning. They're under attack.
Hitting them with balls.
Saying, run faster, loser. Run faster. So she says she went online. She accuses Gertie of going online and discussed publicly shaming us for changing the boy's name, referring to them like grown children. And we see the tweet from Gertie, and it says, I've never judged Martina for anything she has done in the public eye, let alone never questioned them for renaming their adopted grown kids.
So then Julia's saying that they consulted.
What was this? Why was this bad?
I don't know.
I have to see what it was a reply to, because I've never judged Martina for anything in the public eye. So that means that it was based on something somebody had said about Martina or something, or Martina must have said something, let alone never question them for renaming their adopted grown kids. She's saying I'm not judging them, but I guess they're saying that is judging them by bringing it up in a tweet. Very confused.
Not sure. But basically, Julia says they spoke to child psychologists and it was like, okay. And Andy's like, okay, well, you post about the kids
for their security, which I mean, she's putting them on TV. So I don't know that really, that was our personal choice for them and their security, which I mean, you're putting them on TV. So
guys, kids are off limits. Like, Kids are off limits, okay? You don't ever talk about the kids. You just wait for them to turn 18 and then you start dating them.
Andy's like, okay, well, so here we are. Here we are. Okay, where do you go with this, Gertie?
Well, I'm right here. Okay, I didn't start this fight. I never knew about this fight. Can you at least admit that it was not about the cruise at all?
No, it was not about the cruise?
Yes, because of the cruise, I think you saw an opportunity.
But you just publicly humiliated me with text messages to prove that you were not asking to go on cruise, but it's not about the cruise. I don't...
Yes, yes. Why can't you follow along?
Okay, I'm just going to say... The only opportunity I'm seeing is how to move forward with you because you and I have faced each other after 8 months, and that is the only goal, and I am now apologizing for you. What is this? Nine times? Nine times I'm apologizing?
By the way, I hate when she keeps announcing the number of times she's apologized because that totally drains the sincerity out of it. If you're keeping tabs on how many times you've apologized, yes, you may have done it many times, but if you sincerely want to apologize... and move on, you're not going to throw it in the other person's face how many times you've apologized. Just say, I just keep saying, like, I truly, truly, truly want to move on with you.
Well, it's also annoying because Andy started it by saying she apologized five times. So now every time she apologized, she goes, now it's a sixth time, right, Andy? Now it's eight time, right, Andy?
Can we get meter counter? Can we get counter up?
And she's doing this whole thing where she's got her eyes half closed. Like, she's just so, she's about to fall into a depression hole, and she's like,
my only goal, wish, aim, desire that I have is to go down on my knees to beg for your forgiveness.
Like, oh, okay, okay. No one's asking for that. And Gertie's like, no, no, you called me psychopath scary. You said at Lisa's party, she's fake. And she goes, but I apologize 10 times now. But those things matter because I'm not fake and I've been nothing but a good friend to you. And so when we're there 8 months and you have nothing bad, there's not one text message from you in 8 months, you know, like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's like, I'm sorry. What do I do to make it better? How about not just apologize for shit when you're on TV? How about, like, be a real life fucking decent person? I think is her point. You know, her point is like, why do I have to come on here and forgive all these people after they've been tortured online when not one of them has made a real life effort to be nice? You know, they're bitches to me all year. It's like 2 years in a row with Julia working behind my back and being an evil asshole to me. And now all of a sudden I have to forgive her because she's crying on TV and I have to make a public show so people don't go bully her children, which, by the way, stop bullying her children. If anybody's doing that, that's fucking psycho. But, you know. Obviously, but I don't think Gertie needs to like fold either. I don't believe one thing Julia says at this point.
Yeah. Gertie's like, well, the cruise.
And Julia's like, but the cruise was 2 years ago.
Well, she needs to admit that the cruise was a big deal. Well, we're not going to learn anything. I'm like, weren't you just saying we have to admit this isn't about the cruise? This is the thing why it's also tough with Gertie because she's like a moving target. And like, it's like, wait, she was saying like, it's not about the cruise, but now it is about the cruise. It's like, it's a little like I would kind of go a little nuts trying to like reason with her. I think you just have to like once she's pissed off and once she's activated, you just kind of can't like you can't like really expect much. You just have to wait for her to be calmed down and then you can have those things.
Well,
I'm not defending Julia. I'm just saying that Gertie is also like really like she gets into a mode and it's like you can't get through
that. I have to say I get it because I feel like they're gaslighting her. They keep acting like but Gertie, I said I'm sorry, but you're not saying what you're sorry for. You haven't admitted that the cruise thing was bullshit, that you did all this stuff behind her back. Gertie's not like verbalizing. She's just saying like, I'm right, which I think is failing her, but she's not verbalizing what the real problems are. And I think it's making her crazy that this lady is just sitting there saying, but I said, I'm sorry. And it's like, but you know, you're not saying you're sorry. You didn't say anything about the cruise, why you were wrong about that you were lying behind my back and going to these ladies that you know don't like me and talking all this shit to them to get on their good side when none of this stuff even happened. I never begged you to go on a cruise. I never did all this shit. So I can see why she's kind of going crazy, you know?
Well, it makes sense why she's going crazy, but I wish if that's the reason why, what you were saying, I wish she would.
That's the thing. She's not like verbal.
She's just assuming.
Yeah, she's like assuming like, you know, she wants them to say like when you're wrong, you want the other person to say, I'm sorry. And this is why I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're not going to give her that. But as far as the cruise being 2 years ago, Julie's like, the cruise was 2 years ago. Who cares? But it was a year later that you were making it a storyline. It was not, it shouldn't have been a big deal then either, you know? Oh, it's crazy making.
So Andy is like, well, this is, it's clear you guys aren't going to resolve this tonight. So it's complicated. It's deep, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Bully her? Like, what? She's apologized 10 times. Like, stop bullying her.
It's like, oh my God.
Okay, thanks, Larsa.
Yeah, thanks, so Larsa. Then
Adriana's like, Garrity, you're taking the bait. You have to say about the lies, about the facts of the cruise. You just have to say it. Well, it's not about the details of the cruise. I'm like, but it is, Gertie. I also feel like sometimes Gertie is not honest with herself. Like, it is about that. That's why she put up the text messages in the first place. And it's okay that it's about that. You should be pissed because you were treated like shit on that cruise. And then Julia made it sound like you were a hanger on and being like a diva. Like, it is about that. And as well as other things.
Yeah, I think Adriana was actually giving her good advice here. She's like, you need to just specify why you're mad. And she's like, please, yeah. I promise you. They already said they don't want to talk about the details. So she goes, okay, well, then I'm going to go too. Like, if everybody's going to get up, I'm going to go pee-pee too. Because now this is all kind of backstage stuff. So Gertie's like, listen, Adriana, you got to get a hold of yourself. She goes, I'm just trying to help you. And she's like, no, it's not about the details. Nobody cares about the cruise. Okay, we did good. We did good. I promise you. Now, you're getting too heated. She's like, I'm not heated.
I know, it's just... like Gertie's saying that. So now they come back to the set and Lisa's like, I just want you guys to make up. That's all. It's like, well, there's no band-aids and it's because we've got to talk about the issue. If we can't do that, then we won't do that. And then Stephanie's like, oh my God, the sofa's green where I was sitting. Isn't that outrageous? I am such an outrageous housewife. This is an iconic moment, right? We're going to remember this for the next 10 years. The green sofa. So Shoma Group.
Oh, Miss Green, careful on that plane now, you hear?
Oh, she's like not getting like on that plane like with that outfit. Like, there's no way like.
So she's going to be leaving literally right after this, going to work. Andy, I've like never multitasked so much in my life. Those condos don't show themselves.
She's like, the reunion's going to be done at 9 p.m. You're not like... like
she does like condo advertising. I don't know what this girl is trying to pull, but
yeah,
it's hilarious when she's like, oh my God, I'm such a boss, babe. I've got to go. This is like crazy. Like, I've got so many things to do today.
Well,
for my internet season, ads for the condo. Shut up.
This season, we met a new housewife who made clear from the get-go that she's a mighty mouse that brings home plenty of cheddar. But some thought that this no-nonsense businesswoman was a little too plain-spoken. Emphasis on plain. It's wordplay. Larsa, I know you were confused. Could someone spell out the two words for her and explain to Larsa?
So, Stephanie, we got a lot of comments about you flaunting your wealth. Brantlin on Twitter says, why is my name Brantlin? It's a stupid name. Okay. Stephanie seems to be leading with her wealth. And, Leva from Southern Charm says Stephanie's doing the most. Every chance she gets, she's talking about her money. Well, let me explain. Okay. When a football player wins the Super Bowl, they wear a Super Bowl ring and they walk around and they show the Super Bowl ring. So it's kind of like, you know, I've won the old man ball Super Bowl. Okay. I got the biggest and the oldest old man balls. I literally fly on them, Andy. I won.
It's literally like if Taylor Swift gets Jason Kelsey, I got Joe Montana, basically current era Joe Montana. It's like I literally won so much. So she says that she's like really proud and he's like, well, you really came in so confidently. I'm curious. What did you learn about yourself watching the show back? Well, for sure, I learned that my tone is something that like comes across so harsh when it's not what I truly mean. But like, listen, Andy. I'm working in a predominantly male-dominated world, and you're not going to get very far in life in that industry being the soft-spoken, quiet one. Okay, those internet ads do not sell themselves. Sometimes you just got to say, I want 500 CPM, and they just have to listen to you.
But you know what? My heart is pure, and I love deep. So I just need to express that. Okay, Okla from Homo says, would you ever consider hiring the ladies of Shoma? And or the ladies at Shoma. And she's like, I learned with my sisters that women are bitches, so I will never hire another woman in this male dominated.
No, she doesn't say that. She's like, no, I'm not going to hire a real fucking housewife. You crazy? Are you nuts?
So then he's like asking, Marisol Alexia, you called her bossy. What kind of boss do you think she would be? Oh, a demanding one, but that's a good thing, huh? Yeah. So then Andy's asking about the rumor that she was hired by his ex-wife to be her assistant. She's like, oh my God, that's gotten so much traction. Just like the runway under my private plane. Like so many podcasts, like never met. Okay, first of all, I never met his ex-wife, never worked for her, never her assistant. They were separate for 8 years before anything even happened.
Okay, well, Intel from Gent says, you didn't meet Masood at a basketball game. You were hired by his ex-wife to be her assistant. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is not true, Andy. That is absolutely, I haven't even met the woman. I haven't even met her. And Adriana goes, until recently when we were having lunch and we went to lunch and all of a sudden she froze and she goes, oh my God, it's Masood's wife. She goes, ex-wife.
I was like, I don't want her to yell at me about the fact that I basically tore up her entire swimming pool and moved a little bit farther down the yard. Oh my God, that'd be so awkward.
Yeah. So Charlotte from the web says, Stephanie, I've had trouble with my sisters. Have you made progress with either of them? She goes, listen, I'm no piece of cake. I also don't eat pieces of cake. My sisters do, which is why they're hideous. And, you know, I've tried with them, but, you know, it's like we speak different languages. Mine has dollar signs. Theirs have, you know, IOUs. So you understand, Andy, they're poor.
Yeah. And I've learned so much by speaking to Alexia, and all the girls have taught me a lot, actually. And I've tried and there's like not a lot of progress, but I have emailed because I like learned how to do that. And like, you know, I'm like really hoping that they watch this show because I feel like they'll be able to see that, like, I really truly care, but they'll also see like, look, she has problems with all her friends. So it's like, they'll see I'm an asshole, but an asshole to everyone. They're not just like on the receiving end of like targeted asshole behavior. I think that's really important.
Yeah. Like, she's the problem, Andy. That's what she's like saying, like.
And Courtney's like, yeah, that gives some perspective to say it's not just them.
That's such a, if that winds up being the conciliatory tone that they need, it's like, no, I want you to know you guys think I'm targeting you. I'm an asshole to everyone. That's it.
So funny.
Don't you want to let this asshole to everyone back into your life? This person who can't get along with a single person in her own life because she's too much of a douchebag herself. Don't you want her back in your life? It's not against you personally.
That shit was golden. She's so unself-aware.
That was one of my favorite like mental workarounds for why like someone should like resolve their issues. Like, no, you should get along with me because I'm actually terrible to so many different people. I think it's actually really important.
All right, Lisa, I have a very important question. When Jody referred to AC, was he talking about me?
Does he have any AC, by the way?
Well, I know, I was going to say, God. It's kind of an odd parallel to make, but
let's in that suitcase you just
Kathy Griffin allegations from years ago.
Yeah, that's like, true. So Lisa's like, oh my God, he was talking about AC means air conditioning. All right, yeah, we know. Well, everyone knows that Lisa Hoxie lives in Lisa Land.
Lisa's oh my God. World. Lisa World. That's my website, Andy. Okay, trying to do an intro here. Okay.
We wrote it like that for a reason. Okay, and by the way, your website is Lisa World. So, okay, well, her behavior raised a few eyebrows and more than a few red flags. Lisa's already lost. It's a reference to the party you were at. Remember the party? Nope. Okay.
So he asks, has she listened to what Jody said about controlling the chaos? She
goes, yeah, I got a therapist. And like, it's good because like, it shows me about time management, you know, because like, that really opened my eyes. I don't want people waiting on me. Okay. But that took years. She goes, yeah, but you know what? I have a problem. I don't calculate time, but I'm working on it. And I take full accountability for that.
Oh, yeah, she takes accountability. That's great. That's really wonderful how she does that. Okay.
Okay. This show cracks me up, just how the ladies all have something to say on each other's things. And did you notice at one point, like, no one shuts up. And I noticed at one point that they turn off their mics on this one. Because on the other ones, they never turn off their mic. You hear every little thing they whisper. But in this one, mm-hmm. Andy will be asking a question. And you literally hear people like talking at full voice in the background.
You do.
They just had to turn off their mics. They've just stopped trying to control it. Speaking of controlled chaos.
It's literally like filming a reunion in a food hall. It's just nothing but background voices.
It's like when we do those bonus episodes in the food court or you know, an airplane or like an airport or whatever.
So, well, Alexia's nurse's party, that was a rough night for you, right? She's like, yeah, I was late. So I had the target on my back from the get-go. Okay, well, you were not only late, you were defiant about it. I wonder if you had fallen on your sword a little bit. Yeah, well, why would I fall on a sword? That's stupid. You'd die. Okay, well, Stephanie's like, Andy, what? Even if she would have walked in and said sorry, done whatever, I still would have been livid. Because it's like, that's who I am. I'm like hilarious. Will you tell my sisters I'm like so awful to people? That would help a lot. Thanks.
So she finalized her divorce. How was the co-parenting? Martina recently said on Twitter that surrogacy is wrong and sometimes you can't have it all. And I wonder, because both Logan and Elle are born via surrogacy, so what's your reaction? She's like, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it at first. I had to ask Jody what all those letters meant. And when he said it was surrogacy, I was like, is this a joke? I'm surprised that she didn't even retract that. Oh, she took the comment down. We had numerous discussions about it. And I disagree with her 100% with that. And I got her to agree with this. Surrogacy is only wrong for trans people. So take the olive branch.
There was also a moment where Lisa was talking about, like, you know, like, is she going to get engaged? And she's like, well, everyone, big news. And she puts up her hands like, look at the ring. And they're like, oh my God, wait, is there a ring? She's like, no, but why did you hold up your hands? I was manifesting. It's like, you can't do that, Lisa. You can't hold up your hands like you're engaged. Oh, sorry.
That's the goal, Andy. That's the goal. Okay, it's the goal.
All right, well, Julia, by the way, obviously we got to see you ask Derek and to be the boy's godfather in Marbella. Well, most of us got to see it because two of you didn't go. Anyway, you asked an old queen to be a godfather. Did you and Martina ever ask anyone to be the godmother?
No.
And was Adriana ever in contention to be the godmother?
No.
Wow. Adriana's like, wow, that is like the deepest dagger in my heart. That is the deepest dagger. And Gertie's like, didn't she write two character letters for you? She goes, exactly, because when they were trying and needed a home study, someone to vouch for them. And I did it not once, but twice. And I recorded it with piano behind it. And I asked you to be the godmother of Basky. So why could...
Adriana, you're doing so well. She was doing so well. She's like, that is so cool. I was there for you. I wrote letters for you. I asked you to be the godmother to my tiny little horny dog.
So unserious.
Julia was so like, funny. That's a little bit different. That is her baby. He's my baby. I love my dog.
Oh. When Julie and Adriana first met, they were so obsessed with each other, they actually got friend-gaged. Which we all saw it coming back then, eh? Now the honeymoon's over. So we see some clips of them starting to sour, their friendship starting to sour. And then we come back to the present, and Andy says, well, it seems like Marisol and Alexia's friendship with Julia was the catalyst for the division in your friendship. Would you think that's fair? And Julia's like, Andy, can I say something to give some clarity?
Dun, dun, well, he's dun. Asking me a question. He's asking me a question.
Yeah, clarity, he asked her a question.
Clarity.
Hold on. I did ask her. Well, I feel like when she wanted to be friends with Alexia, I was fine with it. And Alexia wasn't instigating. But when Marisol got in the picture, Julia transformed herself. And she took a dive on the dark side. I didn't even know who she was. So, yes, there's something underneath it.
Oh, wow. Blame me for everything. What am I? Just a lady with old knees who can't eat pasta for dinner and has to hang out with Steve every year and get married again. Why don't you take responsibility for your own behavior once, Adriana?
Oh, maybe enabling her to bring her true self out. And okay, so Julia finally gets to talk. And she's like, okay. I would like to say something that would bring clarity, hopefully, on why we are where we are with Adriana, where we are. In the Hamptons, Adriana and I slept together. And everyone's like,
in the same bed, right? You shared a bed.
No, we slept together. Lesbian, tuna. You know what I'm saying?
I love that they show next week and Adriana's going, I didn't Caesar anybody.
This is what you do. You seduce people.
So they banged. So do you think it was just that one time or did they have like an affair?
I don't know. I think we're going to find out. But apparently
did they even do it?
No, it looks.
I read rumors that this is what it was going to be. And I didn't believe
it. Oh, wow.
That was actually it. So, but yeah. Doesn't that even make it worse on Julia's part? Like you slept with somebody and then you just ghosted them. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes it complicated.
Well, we're going to find out next week. It's a good cliffhanger for us. Thank you everyone for being here. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We're back on Monday with Potomac. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one. Good thing. The Miami reunions always come strong. So, We will talk to you.
No pun intended. No,
did not mean that.
You're really not going to be able to get out of this one. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.